Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm just checking my audio. I've had the weirdest audio problems all week.
So you sound okay on this end. I might have a rumbling going on in the background just because it's something that's running, but.
Oh, okay. All right. As long as you can hear me, that's good. I mean, I think that my headset's not being recognized at all. I'll just unplug it. Right. There we go. Let me pull up a couple pages.
I did that once. I was back at my desk in my office when I was in the library rocking out to some music, and about 10 minutes later, one of my coworkers told me my headphones weren't working.
Sorry. No better way to get to know your coworkers than to see what they like to listen to.
And the only good thing is it was the it was Sound of Music by Disturbed being performed by Disturbed, which if you haven't heard it is actually really good. I'm sorry, Sound of Silence. If you haven't heard it, it's a really good version of the Sound of Silence. But yeah, thankfully it was nothing embarrassing.
I'm just closing up a couple of things. It's performance time around here, so there's just I've got tons of documents. All right, share my screen. How are we looking for attendance? We've got 11. So let's go ahead and just jump into it. Jeremy's out today, and so is Charlotte. Autumn, you still good to take notes for this one? So you're on.
Yes, so sorry, couldn't find the unmute
Yeah, no
button.
problem. Let's all just like start from the kind of mutual agreement that this is a slow one. It's a busy week. We're just all doing our best. All right. So we did have a planning meeting this week. We've got two main topics that we're focusing on today. We're going to be talking about WolfCon presentations and looking at the Umbrella Leaf dashboard to see what we can maybe learn about how we might be a little bit more proactive about tracking upcoming features and asking for people to come to PC. So let's start out with announcements. The data import for Linked Data Editor did get resounding support and has passed. Are there any other announcements?
Yeah, so Caitlin, I already saved something, a new version of the page, I think.
Okay.
Beginning with next week, there will be time slot shifts for those outside US
Yes.
because of daylight saving time.
Thank you so
So
much.
just as an announcement that you don't come in late.
Thank you so much, Martin. Jennifer?
Just another announcement. Please announce to all of your SIGs and everywhere that the call for proposals is due March 25th, which is coming up. We do have guidelines, which is very exciting. If you want to do a pre-conference talk, talk to Thomas Trett.
Yes, talk to me. We need some pre-conferences, so.
Great. Thank you. All right, shall we move on to liaison updates? Looks like these are from this week, right? Maybe Alexis, did you have something for this week?
So I got a little conf I have to check back in about this, but I took some notes on my own. So we met a couple weeks ago. I guess it was the week that we had calendar calming, and always take my own notes, but then I go back to the notes on the wiki to just sort of what did I miss, whatever. Their notes, like the notes from the 9th and the notes from the 23rd, are the same. I think somebody copied the notes and didn't. There's something weird going on there. So that's from my notes, which are scans. And then I remembered, I believe Jennifer did a presentation on WolfCon stuff and the planning of the conference in general, which was very helpful. I think that was the only other topic, but basically it was Martina Schilt doing a presentation on some work that she had done with, I want to say, Petra on what would be. So the CC is working on, how do we entice people to become members? How do we entice institutions to become members of Folio? And one of the ideas was sort of enhanced training. And so they were exploring what that would mean potentially, how much work would be involved, what sorts of things we could offer, et cetera. And then I think from there, and then there was a discussion, and then from there, I think they're gonna, look into some specific ideas, trying to keep it reasonable, knowing that like we can't expect and this to be a ton of work for anybody, because then it's just gonna not work. So that was what most of the meeting was about.
All right, cool. Does anyone have questions about that? I do. So are they essentially talking about a model where member institutions would be coordinating with each other and sharing training materials that they're producing with each other?
That was one of the ideas, and that's something we all are, a lot of us already do, but maybe that it would be limited to members, because right, like I know, like when Stanford went live, we index data, we contract with index data to do a bunch of training videos, but then we put that out for the entire community. Like maybe that would be limited to members. And then I think there was also this idea that some of the SIGs who've done some demos or trainings in their sessions could take some of those recorded sessions and make like, here's when so-and-so demoed this, and do a shorter version of that and publish it or something, right? But all of these things, the idea is that like there would be a little, some work done and sharing done for training. And then, but it would be limited to members.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was looking at the YouTube channel recently, and how all the demos that are on there, and thinking, wow, we could be doing so much with this. So that's cool that someone's going to be organizing it.
Well, it's an idea. I don't think
Maybe.
they've gotten to the point where, I think at this point, they're just sort of trying to figure out the feasibility. But yes, those are the ideas.
Okay, cool. All right, a no TC meeting this week. So,
Autumn has her hand up.
oh, thank you. Thanks, guys, for helping me with the hands. Sometimes I have a hard time with multiple monitors. Yes, Autumn.
I just wanted to quickly put in that the RMC group and the data import SIG have both had conversations along these same lines about training documentation, the kind of I don't know, support, internal support, and at what level are we sharing that with the community, and at what level should it be members only? So maybe we will, both of those groups can coordinate with Community Council.
Excellent. Yeah, there's certainly like the release notes to training materials is a kind of a continuum. It's like just iterating on the same content, right? Okay. Housekeeping. I do have one small thing, which is I went and moved some of our.
Jennifer
Oh,
has her hand up.
thank you, Jennifer.
Sorry, I put my update in at the very last moment. So, release manager stakeholders met on Monday. So, the CSP for Sunflower is going to be out next week. So, 3/11 on Wednesday. The CSP for Ramsons has yet to be determined. They're focused on Sunflower. So right now they're working on the migration to Spring Brood 4 and Spring 7, as well as Verdex. So there's a lot in the backlog. And in terms of Umbrella Leaf, they have not yet really set a date yet. So they need to determine that. And that's it.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, and I've tidied up our notes over here. I've moved the 2025 notes up until December into the older meetings area. I also put our old topic calendar for 2025 into the older meeting minutes area if you're looking for them. Let's talk some about WolfCon. Are any of the subgroups talking? I mean, I know at least one subgroup is talking about maybe submitting something, but I'm curious what people are thinking. Jennifer?
Yeah, I know this came up in data import, and we were thinking of submitting something around kind of data import roadmap, as well as kind of, kind of documentation roadmap, where we want to be, where we want to go. We thought that would be a really good Wolfcom presentation. And I know Ryan is also presenting on something similar as well. Sorry, I have to check the notes to get what he was going to present on exactly, but it's also kind of scope and roadmap.
That sounds like a great idea. What is the, I guess this is a question for Autumn and the release notes folks. Where do you think your work will be by WolfCon? Would it, is that something that would be worth trying to publicize there? Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped Alexis. I'm so bad with the hands. Alexis first.
No, that's okay. I'm going to change the, I'm going to move to a different topic. So let's finish talking about you finish yours and then call on me.
Okay. Yeah, so release management, release notes working group. Is that something that you think is worth trying to publicize at WolfCon? I'm wondering if it's far enough along. Do you think
Yeah,
it would be
I
long?
think by then we will have at least some basic deliverables done. I think we were aiming to have everything done by WolfCon. That was our ambition. And I think so. I see that Jennifer is actually on the agenda for a little update from our group because she's been doing some work about getting things onto the folio.org site,
I
including.
apologize. I skipped right over that. So yeah, we can actually jump back to that. Jennifer, and then we'll come back to Alexis.
Sorry about that. I think I've got, so I did find some press statements. Well, actually, just one that Jesse Konecki did maybe a year or more ago. So using that as a model, I came up with a template. And Autumn, you wouldn't happen to have the link to that. Using that for the blog. And then Kalila is pushing out kind of developer kind of, well, they go to the YouTube, but we were also thinking of maybe using LinkedIn to have kind of a developer spotlight. Here's some things happening in, Sprint land. So those two kind of venues. I did reach out to the community council and I haven't heard anything back. So my question is, and we've talked about this in the RMS group, is that, communication and outreach seems to be kind of the purview of community council, but we also do a lot here, or we'll do a lot. But there doesn't seem to be anyone really in charge of that. So perhaps a tri-council kind of discussion that I think is appropriate and we really need is, how do we figure this out? Because if each time we have to go to community council and then wait and wait and wait and say, okay, we know you're in charge of communication, but this is really what we, want to put out. It's product council business. I mean, it's nothing, not against the community council. It's just we want to push this out to the community. We shouldn't have to wait, really. I think, I mean, there should be a group that says, yeah, okay, this is what we're doing. Send it out, right? And right now, that mechanism isn't in place. We really don't know who's in charge. We don't know who's in charge of the website, folio.org. And we, even the social media, which I think now we just have LinkedIn. I mean, we know the EBSCO like person who posts to the stuff, but we don't know the Folio people involved. And I know Jesse was the Folio project manager, and I think he did much of this, but I don't know who the new project manager
It's
is.
Simeon Warner from Cornell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Like
so
that
maybe
was.
reach out to him. He might be a good person to do it. I feel like he might actually do something.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if like those type of things we need to publish like out, because we had talked about governance at the last WolfCon, and I really don't know, besides the tri-councils, I don't know if there's like an executive council for Folio. Like I know there's a treasurer, but I don't know if there's like a secretary or some things like that. But anyway, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
And then of
there are
course.
officers. Yeah, I can find that for you. But I do feel like so. I mean, I think you're 100% right, and I can bring this back to the community council. I know Tom is out this week. Paul sometimes isn't terribly responsive, but I think having a default, like you said, is really important, and I'm happy to bring that back to the CC, because it's, I agree, it's very frustrating.
And we were talking about really like a small group for like outreach and press releases from with members from all the councils. Because I think technical council also has stuff that they might want to share with the community. So and having that tri-council group could really, you just send it to them and. And maybe it could be elected positions as well. I don't know. So that's where we are. So I think we've gotten a lot, we've gotten pretty far, but we do want to put out the sunflower kind of updates as soon, sooner rather than later, because people now are testing in dry run and some people are already on sunflower.
I gotta say, we're getting ready for our sunflower upgrade, and this language is beautiful, and I will definitely reuse it in our internal communications. I'm so grateful for the hard work you guys have done. I believe I have a meeting with we have a tri-council chairs meeting, which also includes a touch base with the officers next week, I believe. So I will check with them also. So Simeon should be there. I'll let them know this is something that you're wanting to move on.
Thanks. Autumn, did I get everything?
You did, and I just wanted to mention that the RMC group also had a chance to speak with Alexi this week, and there was basically an agreement that the release digest produced by Alexi and his team is becoming like unsustainable. And if there are ways that the councils, especially product council and probably community council, can kind of assist there, I think he would be appreciative. And he's not even entirely sure, it sounds like, about usage or the like how effective the release digest is. So I think there's room, and we have plans to bring proposals to this group when we're done working. But I think there's room to really think about what the community should be responsible for in terms of outreach and communication. And like Jennifer says, I think there needs to be something much more formalized than we have now.
I think the coordination piece there is really important too. I don't think that PC needs to necessarily generate all of the content, but reaching out to like POs early on to let them know that like we're going to need some documentation to include in communications about the features that are coming might be a really good fit.
Yeah, exactly. It's, there's info coming from the POs. They have their sprint demos. There are folks writing the notes on functionality things. We want the info from the dev teams, right? There's bits and pieces of this are already getting out, but in a very not cohesive way.
That's going to be a really good thing for us to come back to in our next agenda point. So, thank you, Autumn. Is that the end of your update? Did you have something else to say? Nope.
Nope, sorry.
Alexis, are you
Yeah,
handing?
I had another. So this was we had talked about as part of the community priorities dashboard initiative, I guess. Having I don't remember exactly what we said we wanted to do at WolfCon, but I believe that there was a deliverable of some kind that we wanted to be able to share, which could be a presentation, and we should go back to the notes and figure out what that was. But I mean, we're in the process of doing a lot of stuff right now, and whatever comes out of that, I think we should share.
I agree also. And I think we ended up not meeting last time we were going to meet,
Yeah,
but
we
we
have a meeting scheduled right after this if folks can make it. I had sent out a message yesterday to see if people were available, but we can talk about it then if folks are available.
So priorities folks will submit something. All right, anything else? I know I've really jumbled the agenda here. But anything else on ideas about how product council should be showing up for WolfCon? How what anything we want to be sharing about the work that we're doing? Anything that would be important for us to talk about?
The the dip Jeremy's group, they were going to present, right? He's going to submit something.
Yeah, I think that he is working on
Yeah.
something.
Okay.
Jennifer?
I was thinking prioritization. I know like last year there was the roadmap presentation. So maybe this year we want the prioritization present the PP. Yeah, sorry. Bad puns of the morning or afternoon, depending on where you are. There you go.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And I think that you are right. Martin?
So we for the tools and integrations work, we said that maybe we want or we plan to have a session together with the implementer SIG maybe, but there's no real planning yet.
Great. That's a great showing. That sounds like all of our subgroups are planning it to talk about their work in some form, which I think is an excellent goal. Especially because you guys have done such great work this year. Important to share it out to people. Todd?
So I don't know how many people from PC are actually going to be able to make it to Prague. I don't know yet for myself, but when I think about WolfCon, I also think about, are there meetings that really benefit from face-to-face interaction, things that we find difficult to do in this format and would benefit from people being in the room, even if even if not everyone can make it. There were a few things that we identified on a couple things we'd identified in technical council, which seemed to benefit from people in the room. One of them being like roadmap update, which, or not roadmap update, but like the architectural previews that seemed to be useful to have people in a room. There were times when we were looking at technical debt backlog that benefited from people in the room. Yeah, TC hasn't really been able to take that on for a while. But I'm that's anyhow, that's just one way that I try to think about WolfCon, because our opportunities to be have people face to face in the same room are pretty rare.
That's a really good rubric for thinking about that. Any other thoughts on that? All right, then I think we'll move on. And I think our next agenda topic here is basically 2 weeks ago, we had an agenda item to talk about our evaluation process and how we could move the endorsement step or the evaluation step, hopefully endorsement, further up in the development life cycle so that we are talking to product owners before ideally development starts and have an opportunity to provide feedback that they can use rather than kind of at the end where there's very little that we can do. One thing that Charlotte had suggested, and I wanted to go ahead and start talking about a little bit today. I think this is not the first time, or this is not the last time we're going to have this conversation. She had suggested that maybe we should be monitoring scopes of upcoming releases to see what's going to be in them. And then based on either our personal experience or, institutional needs or situational awareness of things going on in the community, we could say, hey, that's, what's that? We'd like to hear more about it. And I can see that Kalila has already, is Kalila on today, or did she just see this? No, she must have just been checking the agenda. She made a really helpful note that they're still refining the scope, and that this could change over the next 2 months. And I actually think that's a really great starting point for this conversation. I think that this could be a really helpful tool for us. I think getting the exact process down is going to be a little tricky. And so I wanted to propose we just look at the Umbrella Leaf dashboard and see what we can figure out as a group, see what we learn. Because it's true, the scopes of these releases change a lot. And in order for us to, provide meaningful input, we need to start looking at it early, even though it's going to change. One thing that jumped out to me, I think, Autumn, when you were talking, is that this is helpful for us to do for all of the things that PC does. It's probably a good idea for us to keep an eye on the scope of upcoming releases for that release notes conversation. We could be coordinating with POs and saying, hey, we want to make sure that this is a big change. We want to make sure that, do you have any demos that we could use to sh for awareness. Is there documentation that we could reuse for training purposes, things like that. So I think that this is potentially a great way for us to play a coordination role. So with no further ado, let's look at, oh, a page that's not loading. 1 second. I thought I'd be ahead of the game and just pull it up, and I seem to have maybe lost. Try again. Okay. So this is a dashboard that Kalila made. And I think it might have even changed since the last time I looked at it. So they're just grouped by status. By clicking on a piece of the pie, you can zero in on all the issues in that status. Wow, we seem to be having some network issues that are kind of making this slow. I guess we'll be okay. So jumping back over here, even many months out, we already have 137 issues in the release as a whole. And so one thing I wanted to kind of plant in your minds is, at what point should PC start looking at these issues? Probably not at the open or draft point. Maybe when they are like getting into refinement or completing analysis. So this is something I wanted to check with you guys about. Like, what do we think is the right place to dive in? If we, for the purposes of today, like, let's go to look at analysis complete, because there's only seven. Let's check outputs here. So we've got bulk statistical codes and holdings and item records. Delete authority records via data import. It's big. Authority control, authority source file logic improvements. We'd have to get down in there to see what that actually is. Oh, Thomas, I think, are you making a point about the fact that not all the POs use the same statuses?
Well, open and draft are pretty much standard across the POs. So if it's open, it's ready for development. If it's draft, it means that it's still being worked on for development, but not all the POs use in refinement. I know, like in we don't use in refinement a lot. Some POs will move it from in refinement to draft or back and forth. And Jeff has her hand up too, so.
So based on your experience, what do you think would be a good status for us to kind of zero in on when we're reviewing?
The open would be the ones that would most likely get worked on because they have been fully refined. So, I mean, that might give you a picture. I'll be honest, they're always in flux. I know we'll plan for Umbrella Leaf and we'll have five or six UX prods, and then two of them will get bumped out for other priorities. So they're always kind of being moved around. But open is usually it's ready to go to the devs and for them to actually work on.
So maybe would that be a better place for us to start today?
Sure.
It's a
Jennifer
much
also
larger.
has, oh, I'm sorry. Jennifer also has her hand up.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, I was also gonna say open, because then it's development is either, ready or it's already happening, right? So, and the in refinement, I think maybe you're either a bit too late, like the one for that was in refinement for MARC authorities, I think that work is almost done, right? So, but there's a larger issue. I mean, from the in refinement and maybe analysis complete, perhaps we can tease out like consistency problems. And this is CrossApp brought this up just the other day. For example, with delete, there's deletion in a lot of the apps, but there's not a consistent approach to delete. And there was a technical recommendation that was approved by Owen. It was like DR04, but a lot of people are discussing that. So I'm wondering too if we have to balance not just what we see in these JIRAs, but also kind of what the JIRAs aren't addressing as well. So it's a bit, It's complex, I think, because I don't think these tell the entire story. If that makes sense.
The entire story being like we know that there is a recommendation to adopt a unified deletion strategy. So we might want to reach out to a PO doing a delete feature and say, hey, we just want to make sure that you're aware. Or, like we have questions about does this align with this recommendation?
Well, and also, is that recommendation enough? Because right now we're seeing, like, the delete, I think, is a good example. We're seeing delete kind of, in every app. It's done a little differently, but is the single delete the same as a batch delete, and does that meet all the use cases? But also, is it consistent across apps? And that's something I think, PC, we've had trouble with, like searching across apps is not consistent. Like one uses agreement uses the percentage sign, and metadata uses the wildcard star. So I think, and that comes from looking at what's up for development, what has been developed, but also from the SIGs and their discussions on delete. So it's kind of a dual approach.
I'm interested in this because I feel like it comes up a lot, and you immediately made me think of the search thing too. That I think that most people on the PC feel like there's a role for us to play in terms of encouraging like uniformity or kind of coherent product, coherent standards across the product, and like we've talked about, okay, well, that doesn't really get surfaced in the SIG priorities. How do we talk about these things? So, that might be kind of like a new thing for us to talk about. And I kind of I've lost my train of thought on this a little bit. I see Todd's got his hand up. Maybe he's gonna save me.
Well, I was thinking that it also it's like an echo of Harry's point from several weeks ago, when we were talking about the dash, like the community priorities dashboard, and Owen's point about the dashboard. Like, well, we have the granular work items, but there's the kind of higher level view, like how do they fit into a context? So it does seem like we're talking about that role of like bridging between like the specific tasks and the context in the context of the I don't know how you'd put it, the change we're trying to craft, if you will. So it seems like parallel, kind of a parallel thing going on there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and we've talked about and made no progress on, but we'll make progress on this idea of creating a PC prioritized list of needs that are higher level than the individual features prioritized by the SIGs. So something like implementing a uniform standards for search across the apps could be one of those. It'd be prioritized against lots of different things. And that's the tough thing too. It's like, where would you prioritize that against a lot of the other stuff that needs to be done? But I think we do have a role in articulating that for sure. Tom?
I think that's one of the things that kind of comes up because if something has never been done in Folio before, the devs and system architects just kind of try to figure out the best way of doing it, and that then becomes the pattern. So I think it's kind of reiterating what you were saying is like I think having the PC define what some of those patterns should be ahead of time would be really helpful. And search is a good one. I mean, the delete function, that's a good one too. We could say that in order for something to be deleted from Folio, these checks have to be right in the background. This is how it can be done this way, or this put some guide rails around things, or give some structure to some of the processes within Folio.
Kind of like having a documented style book or something.
Yes. Exactly.
Right, Jennifer?
Yeah, because I was thinking too, as our role with PC, we can kind of think beyond this disparate, like microservice approach and kind of look at, as a product, we want Folio to be somewhat consistent, but also integrate somewhat consistently with third-party integrations. So especially, delete is a controversial one. So, if you delete stuff, how are discovery services going to handle that? How is reporting services going to handle that? And that's sometimes I think those aspects aren't discussed in the SIG because they're just like, I want to get rid of my junk data now. So I think PC has that role to kind of bring it up a level to kind of say, this is how Folio product is, handles delete in general. And here are our guidelines and here's the technical recommendation. So yeah, I definitely agree with Todd and Tom.
So I want to go back to like the technical, or not the technical, like the practical, how do we do this? Because we have 137 issues currently assigned to Umbrella Leaf. As Kalila pointed out, it's going to change. I have the feeling like some of us know some things about some of these features and some of us don't. And some might have questions about some of these features. Some of us are have like no idea what's going on with, certain areas. What do you think is the best way for us to understand and track what's in an upcoming release? Like, should we block out a time and just like go through 50 features at a time and then look at deltas as they go along? Or is there one option would be for us to independently review and then bring questions to the group. Just given people's time, I wonder like, I think some people would have time to do that and would bring good questions to the group, and some people probably wouldn't have time to do it. What are yours? I guess, okay, Tom and then Todd. How do we do this?
Thanks. I think it might be helpful for a larger group to look through these and then maybe come back with questions. I can tell you that looking at what's on the screen right now, about half of these aren't real features. They're
Yeah.
fixed.
Like a lot of these are NFRs or kind of like enabling stuff that we could just kind of quickly go through and say, okay, we don't need to talk about that, don't need to talk about that. And then to bulk edit for orders. Maybe bulk edit is something we want to talk about as a group, or like what or want to talk about a group as a group, or we just want to hear more about it. Like we just have questions about it.
You do have to be careful though with some of these because I can tell you like 5394 which is tech debt and bug fixes those will pop up across a bunch of different dev teams and they'll usually have smaller quote unquote tasks underneath them so what we're sometimes a lot of times bugs get transferred to tasks because they weren't originally spec'd in the work product. And then they'll be thrown under a larger feature like that. So there might actually be smaller features under some of these larger buckets. Even the same thing with like logging adjustment, there might be something tossed in there that is actually kind of a feature too. So yeah, it's a complicated mess at the time.
Okay. All right, Todd.
One idea might be to partition it up by, well, I guess these are mainly at the UX prod level, but I was thinking partition it by the functional area if there's a way to do it from here.
I tried to sort it by assignee, hoping that that would like kind of default put like things together.
Because, I mean, in a way, like the project, like the specific projects are kind of functional areas or modules or whatever. But it seems like, yeah, and that kind of grouping by the assignee also makes sense. So you get a cluster of related things that probably makes it easier to digest and maybe easier to, I don't know, here's the people who really know inventory and such. They can focus on that. for example.
Yeah. That's a good point. And like there's something that I can't quite get my head around here, which is like the people, the SIGs, for instance, who are like probably metadata management folks, I would assume know what's coming in inventory because they've been working with the PO on this stuff. Like most of it shouldn't be a surprise. Maybe that's an assumption on my part. It seems like some of the moments I have seen in PC when we are doing an evaluation and they're kind of like aha moments or like, oh, if we could have just talked about this earlier, it's people who aren't familiar, like who haven't been in the conversation that are like, oh, well, that's going to be really confusing to my staff, you know, like, so finding a way to balance that subject matter expertise with an efficient way to expose this for conversation, I think would be important. All right, Jennifer.
I'm wondering if maybe by liaison it would work, because each SIG has a roadmap dashboard, and I notice that sometimes those aren't updated, and I don't know who takes care of them. Maybe that's a liaison thing. So if you are looking at those dashboards, you will see what's slated for upcoming release, and like everyone says, Umbrella Leaf is very fluid right now. But at least you'll get an idea. So I do that for data import, where I kind of note down, what's slated for, the upcoming releases using the dashboard. So I don't focus on like, the security patches or the architecture stuff. It's more new features. So maybe that's a way to bring stuff, or at least to surface it, here. Because we can then bring, here's some new features, knowing that some of these might go to post Umbrella Leaf.
That is a really good idea. Leveraging the liaisons in this process could be really helpful. All right, Martin?
Yeah, I'll also ask in chat, is this list that you show on the screen, is it already the list that we agreed on? That is,
No,
no, okay, it's just a
sorry.
subset of issues, yeah.
Yeah, this was just me clicking around.
Oh,
There are
okay.
137. Let me see. Oh, I'm clicking too much. All right, so there are currently 137 issues assigned for Umbrella Leaf. That's going to change. Like this is kind of a
Yeah.
snapshot of a moment in time. Open is what Thomas had suggested would be a good status for us to monitor.
Oh, okay. So we saw the open issues. Okay.
Yeah.
But
And
I mean,
so
even I mean 61 issues or even maybe 130 issues is it's not that much, I think maybe. So I thought maybe we could extract it to a Google Sheet or something and then just partition it, and every member of PC gets like five or so, depending on how much they are. Issues that they should just look into and then report back if they think this is worth discussing. And maybe we could double check, so not that not only one person looks into an issue, but two persons also, so that we get two views on the issue.
That's a good point. So we've got tapping the liaisons for kind of flagging issues ahead of our review. We've got D dividing up the list equally and just having people, which would get that combination of area knowledge and no area knowledge. I know Autumn had said farther up that like reading Jira is not everybody's like strength, you know. Sometimes there's some people that would probably be better in the live conversation versus the analysis of the list. What would you think about? So I've got all these little notes to myself here. One was from a comment that Jennifer made. And I can't remember what got me here, but we're thinking about this right now in terms of what what issues do we want to hear more about from the PO? And I'd like to go back to the idea of what if this is not just for the purposes of evaluation, but for communication, like kind of on the release management level. Would it be possible for us to, maybe actually, I think we already did this in the, I was thinking we need like a rubric for you know, can we ask ourselves some questions like is that what is the impact? What is this a big change? And I think Jennifer did this in the PC values. All right, like uniqueness, dependencies, maybe even like tying in for like test data and documentation. Just does anyone have thoughts on like, especially for people who are not in the subject matter, not subject matter experts, how would we decide when we want to learn more? Is it just a feeling or? Is there anything specific we want to be looking out for? Impact keeps jumping out at me just because I think that something that we want to start tracking those high impact features early on. Dependency seems like another important one. Martin?
Yeah, I don't really have an idea, but I think the thing that Jennifer mentioned before, the deletion functionality, this is, I mean, typically the question about deleting records is it's nothing that is it's only maybe an enhancement of a specific or of several apps. It's not a new app, and I think we for the evaluation document we said, okay, we are only interested actually in really new apps, bigger new functionality, and these question about having a consistent delete functionality. This is something we don't address in this document. So if you want to scan for such functionality, we should either revise this document or say that it's well, we are looking for more than what is defined in this document.
Well, maybe let's just talk about generally what are the sort of things that it would be helpful, like what kind of new features do we want to be looking for? Jennifer?
Well, I mean, new apps, obviously, that falls away, but it also says new functionality. So I think if you have new functionality that is unique or that changes Folio, and I think impact is a good way to look at it because anything that has a wide impact. And that's gonna kind of change Folio, I think we should look at. Or that maybe needs and like this the deletion is a good case maybe of a different type. So this is functionality that has been given that has discrete work items in several different apps. So the approach is kind of different, but there hasn't been a discussion of this next level, and people don't know how to do the next level. So like the discussions are kind of in various SIGs, so you know that there's an impact to more than one app. So I think that kind of raises it to our level of the PC. So that goes back, I think, to what you said about impact. The greater the impact, the maybe the more we should be looking into it. Because if it's just like, well, create a flag on the instance record, I don't think that's worthy of our attention necessarily. that something like delete is.
So I'm hearing impact, cross-application, consistency, and dependencies as things that we might want to be th keep in our mind. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, because I think, for example, if you're going to write about Folio as a product, you're going to talk about the architecture, you're going to talk about, how it, let's say you're the step for delete, you're going to say, okay, our users, you can delete the user load, which is consistent to also how we handle deletion of records. We use a tombstone approach, for example. We can't say that right now. So, and I think that's where we kind of need to operate a little bit. And I don't think we've done that before.
So we have less than 5 minutes left. And I think we have some open questions about how to best review this. It sounds like I'm hearing pretty good consensus, or I'm not consensus, but I'm hearing support for the idea that it's possible for us to pre-review, flag features, and then come together as a group and kind of review those flagged features. That would be probably a good way to do this. Does that sound about right? And then based on that, figure out if there's anything we need to be communicating about, or we have questions for the PO, or we'd like to get them on the list for a review. Does that sound about right? I think the when is the one thing that I'm kind of not so sure about. Since Jeremy's not here and Charlotte's not here, I kind of like to check in with them and see what they think before we schedule this, because it is going to be time consuming. And Charlotte had thoughts about this too. So I'd like to stop here, and I will take the action item to follow up with them and propose some specific assignments and schedule us doing a review of the umbrella leaf scope. Sound good? All right, cool. I'm excited about this. I think it's going to be good for me also to just understand more of what's in upcoming releases. Probably going to be good for a lot of people. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone. Take care.
Take care.